May I have your attention, please? May we all bow our heads in grace in each our own individual way. Amen. And the committee that put this program together suggested that we have few speeches on the program, and therefore you won't see anyone on the program to give an address today, but I understand there are some who feel that they have to anyway, so they're going to. I have a the president says he won't, but I'll believe that when I see it. I do have a couple of announcements in reference to Governor's Day, which I think you may be interested in. The University of Alaska Art Department is having an open house all day until 5 p.m., and certainly all of you who are here and the general public are invited to view the student art show that is there. And this evening at 8:15 in the Fine Arts Theater, the University Concert Band is performing with guest soloist Richard Matson, and all of you are invited to participate there. It's indeed a pleasure to welcome all of you to the 12th Annual Governor's Day program on campus here. I have a couple of special messages which were delivered to me this morning. One, a letter to Dr. William R. Wood. Dear Bill, the activities planned for the 12th Annual Governor's Day on Saturday, May 6th, sound very interesting and enjoyable. I do wish that I could be there to take part. However, due to a previous commitment, I regret that I will not be able to be in college at that time. Please extend my best wishes to those outstanding students who will be honored at the luncheon and to all those who have donated their efforts toward making this event one which I am sure will be a successful one. With best wishes, cordially, Ted Stevens, United States Senator. Not to be outdone, the other party, the only party, did I say that right?
I'm listening.
Telegram received, dear Bill, I do wish I could join you for the 12th Annual Governor's Day on May 6th. The circumstances prevent my being there. I can think of no one who deserves a day dedicated to him more than our own governor, Bill Egan. I know we are all indebted to him for his many contributions to our state. Bill has been a vital part of Alaska's development, and it is right that we should celebrate this day in his honor. I hope that you will express my regrets to those present that I was unable to join you. I know the day will be a great success. Sincerely, Mike Gravel, United States Senate. Don't have any more congratulatory remarks to be made. I do have an announcement to be made. The young man who's standing over here taking pictures is Don Scott, head of Wood Center. He's a new father. Became a new father 2 days ago. In fact, you'd think he was the only father in the United States at the present time. The name of his son, which I understand he named, I haven't talked with Jay yet, I understand it's Joshua Morgan Scott, weighed in at 5 pounds, 3 ounces. Don sent my wife and Yvonne Shelton shopping for him to get a few little goodies for the baby. Don, however, went down and bought a football, baseball mitt, catcher's glove, baseball and bat, and a few other things. And Don, you know, you've taken a lot of ribbing about the advent of this newborn son of yours. I don't know whether you saw the ad the other evening on television for Sudsy Wudsy Cleaner, the miracle cleaner. I've seen a lot of ads, and I'm sure all of you have, and this one indicates that Sudsy Wudsy will clean anything. And the first portion of the ad starts out with dirty pants, and it says, Sudsy Wudsy will clean your dirty pants. Washy, 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 rinsey, rinsey, rinsey. Look so clean, smell so clean, is so clean. Shortly thereafter, the next ad is with Mommy's Dirty Apron. Washy, 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 rinsey, rinsey, rinsey. Look so clean, smell so clean, is so clean. And the final ad is Baby's Dirty Diaper. Washy, 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 rinsey, rinsey, rinsey. Look so clean, washy, 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 rinsey, rinsey, rinsey. Don you ought to have a great time in the next couple of weeks, and don't complain to us about, walking the baby and the colic and all the rest of it that we've been through. We'll just sympathize with you, and that's about it. Our first awards today are in line with a new format of the program of combining the Sports Awards Banquet with other university awards. And to present the first awards are Dr. John C. Gilmore, head of the Department of Health, Physical Education, and Recreation. John? Excuse me, John, before you come up here, I really made a faux pas. I was supposed to introduce the honored guests, and some of the honored guests aren't speaking, and I was going to introduce those that were speaking at the time they are going to speak. But those that are not speaking, starting on my immediate right, are, do we call you a former or a past, Chip? Or an ex, student body president, Chip Wagner. Next to Chip, the first lady in the Hilliard household, Ann Hilliard. Finally, the First Lady of the University of Alaska, Dorothy Jane Wood. Okay, John, it's all yours.
The first set of awards, as you see on your program, is for the Men and Women Sweepstakes for Intramurals, and I've asked Dr. Wood, President of the University, to make that presentation from the lower deck. And I'd like the winners of the intramurals for the years based on total points. It's a single trophy shared by two dormitory units. And representing the women's winner, Scarlett Hall, accepting will be Linda Poindexter. Please come forward. And accepting for Lathrop Hall, the men's winner will be Bruce Wicklin. Would you please come forward?
You've noticed that this wondrous trophy, we've added something this year. It's a ptarmigan. If I can hold all of this, there it is. I don't know what is next, but I think it's a piece of jade that's coming for next year. We add every year to it. Congratulations to both of you. If you just want to put it on the table, I can do that too. Just put it right over there.
Then the culmination of the basketball portion of the intramural season is always the Bell Tournament, which has our own intramural teams with a couple of teams from Lathrop who participate. And accepting the award for the winning team this year will be Rick Weber from Lathrop Hall. Please make a note about the president's suggestion for next year's edition. In previous times, some of you are aware, we have recognized all of our athletes at our annual sports awards banquet, and we thought we would this year honor within this awards luncheon only our most outstanding athletes and people to whom we want to give awards, and we think it fits in this program, and we hope you'll think so too. In each of our intercollegiate teams, extramural teams that we have, the players and the coaches select a most valuable player based on their performances and contributions to the team during the year. And these awards will be given now, and I have asked Dr. Wendell Wolf, Dean of the College of Behavioral Sciences and Education, to make these awards. And I would like all of our recipients there to come forward at the present time and just kind of stand over here, and then you can come over and receive the award at the same time. This will save a little time in the program, please. So with the recipients of those Most Valuable Player Awards, please come forward and stand over here, and then I'll call you to the microphone to be given your award in order. Thank you. Some of these awards are perpetual awards, which end up back in our trophy case, and in a couple instances are takeaway awards, and we invite you to carry the trophy back to your table there, and if it's one that we get back in the trophy case, you can bring it back to us after the luncheon and we'll put it away for you. The most valuable player of this year's women's basketball team is Linda Gustafson. The most valuable player of this year's men's basketball team, Philip Jordan. The most valuable performer on the men's ice hockey team, Alan Pollock. The outstanding shooter for the 1972 pistol team, David Hackney. The outstanding shooter on our varsity rifle team, Marie Stedman. That's not the women's rifle team. That's the varsity, the university's varsity team. The outstanding or most valuable skier of this season, Glenn Hansen. And the final most valuable player award, the most valuable swimmer of this season, is small college All-American Alan Cardwell. Thank you very much, Dr. Wolf. For our final award and our program, we make a presentation annually to that athlete who lettered on a varsity team and who had the highest academic grade point average of all the athletes in that category, and I've asked Provost Beislein if we would step down and make this award for me. This award is given to an athlete who does everything. He has carried approximately a 3.7 grade point average in a double major of geology and chemistry while playing that mild sport of ice hockey, Robert L. Gaddis.
John, the next series of awards are to be presented by the college deans, and I noticed that our first dean to make presentations is the Dean of Arts and Letters, and I was delighted to see that he and Vice President Hollinger were both reading the Polar Star this morning. Boys, neither you two nor I were mentioned this week. The year's over with, and Dr. Wood, I want to congratulate you for taking your share of the space this past week. You know, those of us in student personnel occasionally get a little paranoid about checking that student newspaper every week, and the year's over, and I can relax. I don't know about you, President Wood. I understand there's a summer edition coming out. To make the presentations for the Outstanding Achievement Awards for the College of Arts and Letters, it is my privilege to call upon Dr. Walter J. Mueller. Dean Mueller.
honored guests, ladies and gentlemen, as Dean Hilliard has just said, there are periods of discouragement during the year when one sometimes wonders whether anything else can go wrong and just what's going on anyhow. And then faith is restored at the end of the year when we see what excellent academic work has been done. And one of the main functions of a university carried out, namely the transmission of knowledge from one generation to the next. And I think the students we are about to honor this afternoon have shown that we are making progress and that we are transmitting knowledge effectively from one generation to the next, and we look forward to students like these to carry the torch in future decades. Our first award, and I might say Arts and Letters, coming at the beginning of the alphabet, and the Department of Art being the first of our departments alphabetically, we do things by the letters and not by the numbers in the College of Arts and Letters. Therefore, we're going to honor the outstanding student in the Department of Art first, majoring in art, Terry McBee, whose hometown is College, Alaska, and we also have the great pleasure of recognizing the presence of his mother, Mrs. McBee, and I wonder if she would be good enough to stand. The second award is for the Department of Journalism. The major, also journalism, Kenneth Obrecht. I'm particularly happy to hand him this award because I'm probably as enthusiastic a photographer, though a less accomplished one, than he is. We also have the pleasure of having him as a graduate student in the Department of English. His hometown is Hamilton, Ohio. We also have the pleasure of the presence of his wife. And would Mrs. Obrecht be kind enough to stand? The third award goes to Marilyn Luchens, who is majoring in German in the Department of Linguistics and Foreign Languages, and whose hometown is Cartersville, Georgia. I'm particularly happy to hand her this award because, among other things, she is a student in the one class that I am teaching, and this has, I hasten to say, that the department itself made this decision without any reference to me. I absented myself from that meeting of the department at which the best student was selected. I can only say I think my department showed extremely good judgment. Marilyn, would you come forward? The next is Department of Philosophy, philosophy major, Thomas Ramisky, whose hometown is Ketchikan. I might add that in all cases, we've invited parents to attend, and in all cases, we had very nice letters back, but it's obvious that many of them couldn't make the long trip. The next is Department of Music, music major, Samuel Levine, of Madison, Wisconsin. Some of you, Sam, would you come forward, please? Some of you may have seen Sam approach me at my table a few moments ago. He wanted to express his regrets at not being able to stay for this part of the ceremony because he plays in the concert band and there's a rehearsal at 1:30, and his sense of duty is such that he felt he couldn't cut any part of the rehearsal. But I urged him to stay, that if necessary, I could put in a good word for him with a department head. And you are my witnesses to that effect. Sam? And our final award is from the Department of Speech, Drama, and Radio, Richard Ussery, who's a theater major who comes from Southern Pine, South Carolina. And at this time, I would like to ask his wife if she would be kind enough to stand, be recognized.
Thank you, Dean Mueller. The College of Behavioral Sciences Awards and Education will be presented by an about-to-be former dean. He's not former yet, but he's about to leave us. And on the 1st of July, Dean Wolf, who's dean of the college, becomes dean of the senior college in Anchorage, and we're going to sorely miss you, Wendell.
Thank you, Dr. Hilliard. Would those students who are listed in our program here from the College of Behavioral Sciences and Education please come forward? This be Susan Renee Fison, Cynthia Aloya, Patricia Schechter, Bonnie Dinkle, and James Christensen. And while they're coming, I want to explain to you that there is another department in the College of Behavioral Sciences and Education called Military Science. And the reason there is no award being given at this time in military science is that there has already been, preceding this program, there was an ROTC awards program, and James Christensen, who is the young man down here, came away with enough medals from that, including the governor's medal and so forth, that he had to go take his uniform off because they were kind of he really came out very well there. In the Department of Anthropology, Sue Fison was selected as the outstanding student, degree with Bachelor's of Arts in Journalism, minor in Anthropology. Her parents, the Reverend and Mrs. David Fison, where are they? Would you stand, please? Yes, there they are. In the Department of Education, we have Cynthia Lee Aloya, who is earning a degree in Bachelor of Education with an emphasis in elementary education. Her home is here in college. Her husband, Pat Aloya. Pat? Is he here? There he is. Representing the Department of Health, Physical Education, and Recreation, Mrs. Patricia Schechter, who is majoring in physical education. Her hometown is here in Fairbanks. We'd like to recognize her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Edward Isley. Would you stand, please? From the Department of Home Economics, we have Mrs. Bonnie Dinkle, who is a senior and majoring in home economics. Her home is here in Fairbanks. We'd like to recognize her guest, our guest, Dr. Donald Dinkle. Majoring in psychology, we have Jim Christensen, who is whose home is in Anchorage. We'd like to recognize his mother, Mrs. Christensen, and a sister, Susan. Thank you.
Thank you, Wendell. You've seen a number of men on the program. We do believe in women's lib at this institution, and probably the best looking of our academic deans, as I've said on many occasions, is Dr. Bryna Kessel. I am sorry, however, to learn that Bryna, as of the 1st of July, you'll no longer be dean of the college, but have decided to go back and teach full-time. And I told Bryna yesterday that I was really sorry to see this, because as a woman, she was one of the finest administrators I'd ever met. She looked at me a little askance, but with that, Bryna, do come forward and make your awards, please.
The Department of Biological Sciences, the faculty of the department, have voted Merritt Gustafson as the outstanding student in the Department of Biological Sciences. Would you please come forward? Merritt is a major in biological sciences, and she is a commuter from 30 Mile on the Richardson Highway. In the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, the faculty has chosen Mr. Chip Wagner, who is a Chip is a next-door neighbor of mine from Connecticut. What, about 15 miles, Chip? From Stafford Springs, Connecticut. He's in the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, and his major, I guess, is really pre-law, is it not?
Right. Thank you very much.
From the Department of Land Resources and Agricultural Sciences, we have Kim Mackey. Major in Natural Resources, world traveler, I guess a Colorado resident or an Alaskan resident. He can call himself either.
To present the awards for the College of Business, Economics, and Government, our newest dean within the ranks of the academic deans, Dr. Benjamin Perlis. Dean Perlis. Oh, Ron, I'm sorry, I didn't get that word. Dr. Chin, who is the head of the Department of Political Science and my boss for the one course I teach this semester, will make the awards.
Dean Hilliard, I'm sorry you didn't get the word.
I'm sorry.
In the absence of Dean Perlis, who's away from campus this week, I take pleasure in presenting awards for the departments of accounting, business administration, office administration, the police administration program in the Department of Political Science. Will Diana Conyers come forward, please? Diana Conyers is a graduating senior in the Department of Accounting. Her hometown, Fairbanks, Alaska, and I believe her parents are here. We would like them to rise if they're in the audience. James Lentine for the Department of Business Administration. Mr. Lentine is a graduating senior in the Department of Accounting. Excuse me, Department of Business Administration. His hometown, he lists as Fairbanks, Alaska. And excuse me. The Department of History gives its award to Mr. Stephen Roth, but I believe Mr. Roth is not here today, so we'll lay this aside for him. Marcia Majors. Majors is a graduating senior
in the Department of Office Administration, and I believe her parents are here today, Mr. and Mrs. William Majors. Ms. Majors makes her home in Glen Ellyn, Alaska. Next, Ms. Vialli, Ms. Janet Vialli. Ms. Vialli is a graduating senior in the Political Science Department, the Program of Police Administration. Ms. Vialli from Seward, Alaska.
In mineral engineering from Kenai. Dave, I wonder if this time, Dave, you'd make any introductions that you would want. Come right up here if you have members of your family.
I'd like to introduce my wife, Ginger.
And Carmen Jefford. Carmen is majoring in geology. She is from Anchorage, Alaska. And Carmen, also, I'd appreciate your making any introductions you care to. Congratulations.
I'd like to introduce my mother, Mae Jefford.
Patricia Lambrick. Patricia is majoring in geography. Her hometown is Whitehorse.